Herein House Miles Parks is from the Sunshine State, so he knows a little bit about Florida's stereotypes: bad drivers, wild spring breakers, retired people driving golf carts. And on that last one, it's worth noting there are a lot of retirees here, and as Miles tells us, they're very important voters.
It's hard to describe the scale of the villages to a person not from this state. The retirement community has a population bigger than Green Bay, Wisconsin. The lawns I pass are pristine, the roundabouts are landscaped, and there are too many screened-in pools to count. There's an obscene number of golf carts and a lot of Republicans.
I'd like to see a wall built to keep illegal immigrants out.
Anthony Pacone is 73. I met him during the social hour of a village's Republican club meeting. The club held a straw poll a few weeks ago, and Donald Trump got more than half of the votes. Pacone said he was leaning toward the local boy, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, but his attacks aimed at Trump turned Pacone off.
It wasn't a Trump that attacked all those his opponents. They attacked him first, and Rubio started to attack Trump, not realizing what might happen to him, and he went down in the polls. I don't even think he has a chance, and he's not running for the Senate anymore, so he's going to do anything he can to try to pull this out.
And Rubio has been focusing exclusively on Florida. Most polls have Trump winning in a blowout, but one, from the Washington Post and Univision, puts the Florida senator within striking distance. Trump does well with older voters and voters who care about the economy and the threat of terrorism, two issues that came up time and time again as I talked with seniors this week. Trump supporter Joe Porrio was also at the Villages meeting. He moved here from New York, and he still remembers September 11th, 2001.
I lived on Long Island. I was on my way into New York, and they stopped the train when the two planes hit. So I have a real feeling for the security of the country and what's been going on and so forth.
There are two myths about Florida politics that are repeatedly cited by people outside of Florida that Floridians laugh about.
Susan McManus is a political scientist with the University of South Florida.
And one is that every voter in Florida is 95 years of age or older. And a second myth would be that Social Security is the only thing they care about.
And the numbers back her up. Exit polls from 2012 showed only about a quarter of the voters here were 65 and older. As for that second myth,
there are 3.1 million senior citizens here who receive Social Security benefits, and they're very interested in hearing what you candidates intend to do to keep Social Security going for future generations.
That was CNN's Jake Tapper from last week's debate in Miami. McManus says that even though Florida does have the highest percentage of seniors of any state in the country, they care about more than just Social Security and Medicare.
We always say that Florida's seniors compared to, for example, seniors in the older part of the country, the Midwest, we say Florida seniors are healthier, wealthier, younger, and better educated. So the Social Security issue is, that it's the third rail of politics is really a myth outside of Florida. It's believed, but in Florida, it's not true.
The power of the senior vote here is something Alex Sink is well aware of. I met her at a Clinton rally in Tampa.
They have more time on their hands, and so they pay more attention.
Sink was Florida's Democratic nominee for governor in 2010. But she lost to Republican Rick Scott by one percentage point. Sink was wildly popular with young people. The problem was, they didn't vote. 18 to 29-year-olds made up less than 10% of all voters in that midterm election. On the other hand, older voters, who made up three-quarters of the electorate that year, overwhelmingly favored Scott.
They are reading, they're watching television, they sit around with each other and debate issues of the day, and they vote. That's the most important thing, is they are very, very reliable, good voters, and that bodes well for Hillary Clinton because she's always gotten support from seniors.
Seniors like Phyllis Roth and Ruth Talley. They came to the Clinton rally concerned about an issue that gets a lot of attention here in Florida.
I can't drive anymore, and the transportation is treacherous. It's bad. Public transportation, bad. And the Republicans will do nothing about it.
I asked Roth how her voting has changed as she's aged. She said she might have voted for Senator Bernie Sanders years ago.
I'm not, I guess, as idealistic as I was. I think that happens as you get older. And you don't look at just the issue. You look at what they can do with it. And he can't do it. Hillary is realistic.
Senior voters like Roth and Talley are a big reason why Clinton is ahead of Sanders in Florida. The Washington Post poll shows her beating the Vermont senator by more than 50 points with voters 65 and older. For Here and Now, I'm Miles Parks.